Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mark Caboli, Steelers Insider, joins us right now. Mark, is there anything you want to add here from your end on this Ravens statement regarding their positive tests? Anything that maybe you've heard that you might want to point out to people that have concerns about Thursday night's game?
Well, I can guarantee you that the league nor NBC wants to have this game canceled. So anything that they possibly can do, they're going to play the game. However, you don't know. I don't believe they've even released who was potentially infected.
Yep.
And that makes a big deal here. I mean, are we talking about 15 players? Are we talking about one player and, you know, a couple janitors and a couple interns? So I think that would make a big deal there. But I know, I mean, if you move it to say later in the week, that would just devastate, I would believe, NBC. So if any, they're probably going to exhaust every option available to them, but I guess you're just going to have to wait to see who was infected.
Okay.
Well, Mark, I know we'll find out at 5 o'clock today, as Andrew was saying earlier in the show, because they have to announce the COVID-19 reserve list players, but do you get the sense at all, just from the way these things usually happen, that if it was multiple players and not maybe other organizational personnel, we'd have already seen a leak by this point?
I mean, probably somebody, if it was somebody of note, mm-hmm. That's for sure. But they have to go through the contact tracing and see who can potentially be, in close contact with these. Okay, they came back with, say, 10 infected players or potentially infected players. Now you got to see, you know, sort of like the Vance McDonald sitting next to the Ben Roethlisberger on the plane, mm-hmm. who was in close contact, will now have to sit out for, you know, potentially, was it 5 days or something like that? That typically would be okay for, you know, a Sunday game, activate him Saturday, just like Roethlisberger did a couple weeks ago, but it's a Thursday game. So I think they're going through that right now to see who these people are actually in contact with. And hey, maybe it's not that many people that they deemed a potential mm-hmm. risk.
Mark, who do you think is the Pittsburgh sports reporter who is most likely to get fat Steelers fan in overalls with giant Steelers chain from the Jags game on his or her show? Who do you think is in his or her article, who is the most likely to try to get that exclusive, in your opinion?
Trying to write a story about that guy yesterday, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wow, probably Batko. I'd imagine that he tries to go outside the box a little bit, and you know.
What about Gentilly?
Who's that?
What about Gentilly though? Wouldn't that be like literally the story he was born to seek out and write?
Wow.
Yeah. I would say he would probably be number two.
Mark, you don't seem all that impressed by that guy. Just from the tone of your voice, it doesn't sound like you were the biggest fan.
You know why? Because once again, we're sitting here making fun of fat people.
No, we're not.
What are you talking about? It has nothing to do with it.
We're glorifying them. If anything, we're putting him on a pedestal, a bigger one.
The man's a legend.
Put it this way. If he was 150 pounds, would anybody be talking about him?
Right? Well, he wouldn't have room for all those tats.
I'm choking right now because that was a very good rebuttal. That was a really good one. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Just like Mangino in Kansas, right? When Mangino was in Kansas, he would get destroyed. Who was that one guy that was eating an ice cream cone on the sideline? You know, he was getting destroyed as well. So this was years ago in college football. But
think there's a fat bias out there is what you're telling us?
Absolutely. The only one left in the world. you can say anything you want about a fat guy and get away with it. Anybody else, you'd be canceled immediately.
Wow. Okay.
Oh man, this took a dark turn. Right?
No, I'm not here to debate that.
I'm now thinking back to the one daily the Kansas school newspaper writing a story about the team's early season schedule, and I remember the most unfortunate headline of all time because it had a picture of Mangino, looking like he did, and it said Mangino cupcakes serve their purpose. And I just remember absolutely losing it because how that one made it past the copy desk is beyond me.
You've proven my point again. Would you be able to say this about the other group of people?
You're right.
The person proving your point is Andrew because he's laughing in a very callous manner. So I'll try to get this back on track,
please.
Mark. I'll attempt to. There were, as you pointed out in your observations piece, there were four really good James Conner runs, more than 10 yards. But otherwise, this team didn't really run the ball that effectively. Do you think we're at the point now, because I looked at what Tomlin said about that immediately after the game, saying that was going to be a media talking point and nothing else. Do you get the sense that they are pretty comfortable with what they are offensively, identity-wise, and that we shouldn't expect there to be some sort of sea change or even significant change in how they try to do their business?
No, I don't think there's going to be a change. I don't think there should be a change. I think they want us to make it sound like that they're trying to run the ball just so we'll quit asking. And no, I mean, even more than that, they still want to run the ball to the point of being some sort of a threat that you can't always, play quarters coverage or whatever to prevent the passing. There has to be some semblance of a threat there. So I think that's why he's been hammering it. That's probably why Roethlisberger's been hammering Conner, just because he wants to run the ball. But I think they're setting their ways right now, and I think that's the way they should go about their business. I mean, look at yesterday. What did they run the ball? 27 times. You take out those last six runs that were meaningless, three nail downs. You're looking at 21. You're still looking 2-to-1 pass run ratio. And you even, to that point, you mentioned the four runs that were probably took up, 65 of the potential 87 yards of Conner. I mean, as long as you're able to provide a semblance of a running game or a threat of one where they can't stack the box. I think that's all they're looking for right now. And if they're going to come out and go, two tight end, fullback right now at this point in the season, they're absolutely crazy because it wouldn't work. Number one and number two would take all your best players off the field, basically.
Mark, what is the biggest reason in your mind the Steelers have a 4-game lead on the Ravens with 6 to go?
Wow. Well, the Ravens have struggled tremendously. They'll obviously help that out. But as for the Steelers, I mean, I think they're able to, number one, I think we can always just start with this conversation saying the quarterback's playing tremendous. Okay, let's get rid of that right now. Other than that, I think they came up with critical turnovers at critical points of the game that maybe changed momentum, where maybe in years past that did not happen. Mm-hmm. You could probably go through every single game and point to a play and, I mean, you look at the Dallas play with the Minka touch interception. I mean, it seems to be all Minka related here. The early in the Cleveland game changed the thought of that. Or, I mean, the Baltimore game, Spillane, the touchdown. There just seemed to be, even again yesterday against the Jaguars, where it looked like they were going to go in and potentially make it a 10-10 game. The ball gets deflected. They make a play in a critical situation. And those things aren't always skill related. Sometimes you have to be lucky. Sometimes you have to be in the right spot. So I think they've been good. I think they have a good scheme, good plan, good players. But I think they've had a bunch of fortunate bounces. And that's the only way you get to 10-0. You have to have the fortunate bounces, some luck associated with your skill. And I think that's been the perfect fit so far to lead them to the 10-0.
Mark, I'm going to leave this conversation thinking that the biggest takeaway for us will be that we should leave big bone people alone and be very fair and be very respectful. I don't want to use a word. I don't know. I don't want it. Big boned is, I think, the proper anatomical term. I don't want to say anything disrespectful now. So.
All right. Now we're
making progress. All right, Mark. We'll read you in The Athletic. Thank you.
All right, guys.
All right.
Mark Caboli. This shows the engine for social change. Society's headed in a very bad direction.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.